Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wendy's Big Show, Bill Schmidt, Gary Ellerson down here in the Brewers Clubhouse with number one prospect in the Brewers organization, Corey Ray, former first-round pick. Corey, thanks for the time, man.
How are you?
Good, dude. How are you doing? Feeling in a big league jersey, name on the back, first big league camp?
It's an honor. It's a blessing. I'm happy to be here, happy to get whatever I can from the guys that are doing what I want to do.
You know, you look at your career starting from the beginning, looked like you could do just about anything. We were watching yesterday. I saw you run the bases. What's that 40 time? Did he do 40 times around here?
60 times.
60 times. Yeah, 60
times. What's the 60 times?
I've been clocked before at a 6.3. I don't know what I run now, but okay. That's my fastest time, so that's what I take.
Do you play any other sports when you were in high school, or was it just baseball?
Just baseball.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's a waste, man.
Yeah.
He could have been playing. One guy could have been running. You said scat back.
I had him a little scat back. That's what I had him at. Really? Yeah, so year round?
Yeah, just baseball. Wow. I dabbled in basketball before high school, but My high school was so good in basketball, they weren't.
You couldn't make the team?
They weren't letting. If you weren't recruited from like third grade, you wasn't
really?
Playing.
Oh, wow. Because
You're from Chicago, right?
Yeah, so I went to Simeon.
Okay. Chicago Simeon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you need to be a baller.
Yeah, Jabari Parker, we're the same age. We were in the same class. Derrick Rose a few years before us. Ben Wilson a few years before him. Yeah, so. It's story basketball program.
So what is it like seeing guys that you grew up with, went to high school with, make it to the big leagues, make it to the pros, and knowing that that's a realistic goal for you guys?
It's really good. I think more so because I've seen those guys put in the work in the dungeon, we call it, at Simeon. I've seen Jabari Parker stay an hour after practice dunking medicine balls and throwing up 100 three-point shots. I've seen the guys that I've played with, we've hit in the dungeon. Half lighting, the lighting's not that good. Sunday, 8 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock at night. We've put in the work to get there and to see guys that I've grown up with and guys that I've played with, guys that I went to school with be successful. It's encouraging.
Well, because you know it's right. It's really difficult. It's not like you in the state of California or in Florida, in Chicago, where it snows a lot. So it's going
in the dungeon, in the gym, taking ground balls or trying to run an infield, trying to run a practice, getting ready for the season, and we may have to play next week. So the first time we're outside could be the first game of the season, and it's challenging. You're outside for 5 months, maybe a year, and the fact that Chicago still churns out great athletes is really encouraging.
Talking baseball and talking about the process with Corey Ray, Brewers prospect, and Corey, at this point now, looks like AAA for you. Have you talked to counts, talked to David Stearns a little bit more about your path? Because people are waiting for you to get up there.
No, not yet. Obviously, I've got a few guys ahead of me that are pretty good at what they do, but just to go to AAA or wherever it is that they send me and to get better and be the best player that I can be so that if my name is called this year, I can help the Brewers win in any way that I can.
You know, you talk about those few guys ahead of you. What have you learned from those few guys ahead of you so far right now?
I think the biggest thing I've learned is that every time you step in a box, it's a competition. It's on. It's a fight. You're in the jungle, and you've got to figure out how to get out. You've got to figure out how to win it, and I think that's really encouraging to me because last year I have so many bad at-bats, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you swing for the fences, you don't have that good of approach, you swing at pitches that you can't do anything with in the first place, and you're out, right? Mm-hmm. You go back to the dugout. But in the world of the big leagues, every single at-bat is important. Every single pitch is important. And it's just about going up there and competing every single pitch.
You look like you put on a couple of pounds in the offseason, man. You're looking juiced up a little bit. You're thicker.
Yeah, I've actually lost.
Okay.
My goal this offseason was to...
Shows how smart I am.
Was not to get as bulky. I probably leaned out a little bit more.
Okay, yep.
But the emphasis was flexibility and strengthening the smaller muscles so that I can be more durable, hopefully, throughout the season, and I can maintain that strength toward the end of the year.
What are you looking to accomplish for the spring training?
to get as much information as I possibly can from the guys that are ahead of me, the guys who do it every day, and they do it at an elite level, and to make myself better, to get at bats under my belt, to figure out what type of player I am so that moving forward I can come up with an approach, come up with a type of game that fits the player that I am, that allows me to be as successful as I can be on the baseball field.
All right, one thing people in Milwaukee should know about Corey Ray.
I'm coming.
Okay, I like that one. That was a smile and a grin. He's coming. Corey, appreciate the time, man. As always, we'll talk soon.
All right, thank you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.